And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high around 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, no serious injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident last night on Interstate 80 in eastern Cass County. According to dispatch reports, the accident, which temporarily blocked most of the westbound lanes, happened at around 11:24 p.m. near the 68.5-mile marker westbound. The Iowa State Patrol was covering the investigation, and no additional details are currently available. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a shooting that took place Saturday evening on the campus of Iowa Western Community College. Authorities say just before 6 p.m., officers were dispatched to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for a report of a man with a shotgun wound, or a gunshot wound, that is. Officers learned the victim was 19-year-old Dalton Crosser, a student at Iowa Western Community College. Crosser told investigators that he and another 19-year-old student had arranged to meet someone to sell an item near the village area of the Iowa Western campus. He said that he and his friend drove to that area in his friend's car. Crosser told authorities that a gold-colored four-door car with a sunroof pulled up behind them. Two men exited the car and walked up to their vehicle, getting into the back seat. A suspect in the passenger side back seat then displayed a handgun and pointed it at the victims, demanding their wallets. Crosser didn't think the gun was real and attempted to grab it from the suspect. A struggle for the gun ensued, and Crosser was shot in the upper left arm and shoulder area. Both suspects fled after the shot was fired, leaving in the car that they had arrived in. Crosser's friend then drove him to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, where Crosser was treated for a single gunshot wound and later released from the hospital. The suspects were described as black males in their late teens to early 20s, both around 5 feet 8 inches tall with thin builds. A suspect with a gun was described as wearing a Rastafari-type shirt with dreadlocks. The other man was wearing a blue hat and white shirt. There was a third person in the gold car that did not get out of the vehicle. He was described as a black male in his late teens or early 20s. No arrests have been made at this time. Anyone with information on that incident is asked to call 328-STOP. That's 712-328-STOP. Well, the trial of a Council Bluffs woman accused of beating and burning her stepson is set to begin Tuesday afternoon. The Daily Nonpareil reports 46-year-old Rebecca S. Byer is charged with first-degree kidnapping and willful injury causing serious injury in connection with the alleged abuse of the 20-year-old son of her husband. The victim's father, 51-year-old James W. Byer, and his stepson, 22-year-old Ryan Smith, also face charges in the case. James Byer is charged with first-degree kidnapping and willful injury causing serious injury. His trial is set to begin May 20th. Smith is charged with first-degree kidnapping and is set to stand trial on May 13th. Both men have pleaded not guilty. In March of last year, the unidentified victim told workers at the Joshua House, a Council Bluffs men's shelter, that he'd been mistreated by his family. Authorities were contacted with the man telling Council Bluffs police that Rebecca Byer heated spoons and forks on the stove and burned him with them. He also said he'd been physically assaulted by his father and that both parents had threatened to kill him. All three suspects were arrested last June. Smith has allegedly headbutted, punched, and kicked the man in the past, according to court documents. Rebecca Byer has pleaded not guilty to the accusations. The 20-year-old told detectives his father and stepmother have abused him for years. And officials of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said last week that two arrests had been made in what is now being ruled as a homicide that took place in Taylor County. The Iowa Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny has determined 56-year-old Stephen C. Malson of Bedford died from a single gunshot wound to the head. Taken into custody Thursday night in connection with his death was Malson's wife, 47-year-old Cindy Malson, and the couple's son, 24-year-old Zachary Malson. Both were charged with first-degree murder and were being held in the Taylor County Jail awaiting their initial court appearances. Stephen Malson's body was found at a residence in Bedford on April 23rd. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Lois Sunderman, age 70, of Erling, died Thursday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. A massive Christian burial service for Lois Sunderman will be this morning at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Doris Schlater, age 86, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Doris Schlater will be held today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gail Vandenberg, age 93, of Harlan, died Wednesday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Gail Vandenberg will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bonnie Nielsen, age 88, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at the Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Bonnie Nielsen will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Betty Louise Paulson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A memorial service for Betty Paulson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Joe Schiltz, age 91, of Manila, died Saturday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Joe Schiltz will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.